in the limelight.
It has been well documented that the Zionist regime often attacks Palestinian fishers directly. A total of 73 incidents in which the regime opened fire on Gaza fishers were recorded by human rights monitors between October and December. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Ahmad Al-Samak, journalist. This article is published under the heading, Danger Rises for Gaza's Fishers. Stay tuned for more. Beirut al-Ghara was 2 miles out at sea on December 24th when his fishing boat started to sink. He immediately headed back toward the shore, but a few hundred meters away from it, the vessel became completely submerged in water. Along with two of his workers, Beirut swam to safety. Yet three of his brothers had to be rescued and were brought to hospital. Luckily, it was around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Beirut said, and some other fishers saw us and rushed to help us. The accident had a serious effect on his brother, Naif. If I had been stuck at sea any longer, I would have died, Naif said, adding, I have vomited every day since then, and I have a fear of the sea. I will never sail again. I would prefer to stay jobless than to go out on Beirut's boat once more. A number of Beirut's boats had been damaged by the Zionist regime when it mounted a major attack on Gaza in May last year. The Zionist regime targeted Deir al-Balah port in central Gaza, where Beirut's vessels were moored during its attack. One of the boats proved irreparable. The Gaza authorities estimated that Beirut's losses from the May offensive came to around $25,000, he said, but it's more like $30,000. The boat which sank on December 24th was named Amal, the Arabic word for hope. It was among those damaged by the Zionist regime's shrapnel in May. To fix the boat properly, Beirut needed approximately 3 kilograms of fiberglass. He could not afford fiberglass, so he used a sealant, which was cheaper. He had been able to keep working as a fisher using Amal since the May attack. Yet, when the boat started to fall apart on December 24th, it was clear that the repair job had not been adequate. Beirut recalled how he was nicknamed the King of Fishers as, "I used to have 4 boats." Before the May attack, he would earn up to $1,300 per month. Now, he makes only around $300, he said, and no one has paid any compensation for my loss. It has been well documented that the Zionist regime often attacks Palestinian fishers directly. A total of 73 incidents in which the Zionist regime opened fire on Gaza fishers were recorded by human rights monitors between October and December. The Zionist regime's naval forces even fired on Gaza fishers twice on New Year's Day. Khadar al-Saidi has been repeatedly fired on by the Zionist regime. Following one such episode of state violence in 2017, Khadar was arrested and detained for almost a year. He was accused of crossing the permitted fishing boundary off Gaza's coastline, a boundary that is often arbitrary. In February 2019, Khadar was out fishing with his cousin, Mohammad, when they were attacked by the Zionist regime's navy. The two men tried to escape, but could not. The Zionist regime's navy fired an estimated 30 rubber-coated steel bullets at Khadar, while his cousin managed to hunker down. After being struck in both eyes, Khadar fell over and lost consciousness. "I woke up 4 days later in an Israeli hospital in Ashdod," he said, adding, "I heard someone speaking Hebrew and asked him, 'Where am I?' But he didn't answer." A doctor who spoke Arabic then explained to Khadar that he had lost sight in his right eye. His left eye could take about a week to recover, the doctor predicted. Despite being in severe pain, Khadar was shackled by hand and feet as troops brought him to the Erez military checkpoint, which separates Gaza and the occupied territories. He was escorted through the checkpoint and abandoned by the Zionist regime troops. A man came to assist him and brought him to the local police, who called an ambulance. When Khadar was examined by doctors in Gaza, they confirmed that he was now blind in both eyes. "Today, Khadar seldom leaves his home," he said. "I don't have any desire to meet anyone." Opening fire is not the only way that the Zionist regime undermines the safety of Gaza's fishers. The relentless siege on Gaza has caused living standards to decline generally, and particularly among fishers. Many fishers cannot foot the bill for maintenance work on their vessels. The Zionist regime's import restrictions have also led to a shortage of spare parts. The shortage means that when spare parts are available to buy, they are more expensive than they were previously. According to one man who carries out repair work on Gaza's boats, the price of a new engine for a medium-sized vessel is now more than $11,000, almost twice what it was a decade ago. The consequence of working in boats that are not seaworthy can prove fatal, as the story of Muhammad Musleh illustrates. Muhammad, 40, drowned in September when the boat in which he was fishing capsized. Its engine had ceased to function. His brother, Allah, admitted that the boat was not in good condition, but the family had to keep using it for reasons of economic necessity. Allah said, "If we had had money to buy another engine, we wouldn't have lost Muhammad. But we couldn't afford a new one, and we still can't. I know it was wrong for us to go out to sea," he said, "but we didn't have another choice. I am a father of four. Faiz, another brother, is a father of three, and Muhammad was also a father of four. Who else will feed our children?"